Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. Yesterday was Thursday. So that means Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And it's 24, 48, like 60 hours
for
Halloween.
Right.
She has to open the bags, fill the bowls, and store them in my office. I'm like, why my office?
It's close to the front door.
It's close to the front door.
Right.
I wouldn't consider you fat.
Why open the bags, though?
Those two bags.
Why open the bags?
Right.
Yeah. That's loss number one. Once you buy the bags, you have to hide them.
If that's the if that's the only prep you're doing is just pouring them into a bowl, you can wait till like Halloween morning.
No.
You could wait until 5:30 p.m.
When you see the first trick-or-treater coming up the driveway, open the bag.
Open that bag!
Right.
No, yeah. I get it. It was, I'm going to prepare, but also... for my husband, who may want a piece before Halloween, and she's doing the Italian "I want to feed you" thing.
She's trying to keep me fat.
No.
Yes.
So I can't get away.
So I can't run fast.
You can't run out the front door.
That's right.
We have
an argument. I take two steps. She's all over me.
Right.
You can't go anywhere.
When she's had tuba music starting.
You feel that? Those are Milky Ways.
Right.
Like, why in my office? Well, it's close to the front door. It's like, yeah, because, you know, it would take us 3 days to get these two bowls to the front door.
Right. Strategic.
Okay. Why'd you put them in? Yeah. Okay. Right.
Right.
When you left this morning, you should have put them by her coffee.
I should have. I took them upstairs into the spare bedroom and put them in the closet. Where are you going with the candy balls? I'm getting them away from me. I've already had eight.
Or as she's sleeping, you gently place them on top of her. When she wakes up, candy goes everywhere.
Damn it! I should have done that. I should have put them in her pockets.
Right, yeah.
Like, everywhere.
Dump them all in her purse.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. See, next time, call me first.
I got to call you guys first.
Text me first.
Yeah. I can't find my car keys. There's just 100 grand bars everywhere.
She opens her car door. All this candy goes pouring.
Cascade of Butterfinger.
Or you can put a little path to her car.
Yeah,
right. A little trail.
Entire house.
You get a phone call. What is a toilet filled with?
What kind of candy did you get this year?
What did we get? The Nestle's Crunch.
That was good.
The
yep.
Reese's.
Reese's Pieces.
Reese's.
The Pieces?
No, the peanut butter cup, right?
Yeah, did you get the cups
pumpkins?
Or the
pumpkins are good.
Pieces.
The Reese's Pumpkins are the bomb.
It's
I like
so
those.
Much. But she'll do that to me all the time to keep me fat. It's like, you know, if you live with an alcoholic, you're like... Well, I bought you a case of beer because I thought you might want one beer.
One
it's like,
beer.
Well, you know, I'm going to drink the whole case.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have one case.
I'm
one
not going to have one beer.
Right.
Yeah. Keeping me fat because yeah. I have no willpower. I can't do it myself. She's not shoving the food down my throat, but you put it in front of me.
She's being
that's
still,
it.
It's like, still your fault.
They call that an enabler.
It's like looking at you.
It. You're an
thinking
enabler.
Of it.
Yeah. That's it. When it comes out of the bag, you can smell it.
You smell it.
Yes.
You can. Yep.
My office has doors, two doors, French doors. I open them and it's like, oh, I'm in a candy store. I close the doors. I'm facing out.
Oh, the cat's pointing at the glass like, give me, give me, give me.
Meow, meow, meow.
They put little costumes on.
Crunch bar, crunch bar.
Right. One's dressed like a dog. Yeah. Ain't doing good.
Yeah. One's dressed like a dog.
He'll never know it's me.
It's torture, I'll tell you.
And Catechus is, of course, a gladiator. Mm. Sparta!
Oh, my God. Did you get them kitty costumes?
No.
No. They're normal.
All right, so we got Kit Kats, Reese's, Snickers.
That's a good haul.
Yeah, seriously.
That's a good one-stop shop. Those are very popular Halloween candy.
Nestle's Crunch.
I'm driving your house.
And there's something here I don't...
There's a big older kid at the front door.
Junior Mints?
No, I can't see the label.
Oh.
Yeah, so she sent me a picture. This is
nice.
What she does.
Right.
Now, you gotta this do is why measure. I'm not going to lose weight for our vacation.
What you got to do now is you got to measure... That bowl later on, see if it's smaller when you get home, like she's been eating the candy too.
Well, the bowl will be the same size.
I'm saying what's inside the bowl, guy. Relax. Don't be so you.
That's another t-shirt.
Don't be so you.
Don't be so you.
Love you, man.
All right. Next headline. Missing burrito causes tussle at Taco Bell. You're going to hear 2911 calls. A fight broke out between an employee and a customer at an Ohio Taco Bell drive-thru after a $1 burrito went missing.
Oh, see? Can't do that.
So here's the 911 calls from both the irate customer and Taco Bell general manager about the incident.
So first he took a burrito, smeared it all over the window, tried to get in through the window to come at me like I mugged her face to stop her and push her back. I guess she's mad because she's the only worker. She's being rude saying that she couldn't give me my stuff back. And I'm like, I mean, you're going to give me my food because that's doing at the end of the day. So then she got mad and slapped me in the face. She wouldn't leave. So I opened the window. I said, is this what you want? Here's your burrito. Don't come back.
Mm, you know how that went.
Yep.
Is this what you want?
Right. Yeah, first of all, if they voluntarily give you one, like this is what we want, I'm not eating that burrito.
No way.
Because that's
no.
not meat in there.
No. Yeah.
Yeah, no.
It smells
they
funny.
Cleaned out the grease trap for that one.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, never accept the food back.
No.
Because you know it's an additive.
No, you can't. It's Taco Bell.
Yeah,
right?
It is what it is. Yeah.
If there's a dollar menu involved.
Right.
You have to just go with it. This is not going to be five-star service.
There's nothing bad on the menu anyway. Even if they screw it up, you get something cool.
I do understand if there's a burrito missing. Like,
yeah,
hey,
you paid for it. It's not there.
Right. However, this woman sounds like the kind of woman that, and I'm, you know, I could be guilty of this too.
What's
you
that?
Know, I like eating.
Like, we
you
all
don't,
do.
You don't have any money. You get the bag.
Yep.
You go out in the parking lot, eat the burrito. You come back. What? Hold it. I have a burrito missing.
Right.
Oh,
let me
okay.
smell your
You're
breath.
One of them, are you?
Let me smell your breath.
Yeah, I could put one of those down probably in 2 bites.
Oh, burrito.
It'd be gone in like 15 seconds.
The best one used to be the Cholito. The only problem was with Cholito, you had
like
to make sure.
Cholito.
Cholito. Cholito. The problem was you had to make sure that was cool before you bit into it. It was like biting the head off a friggin' lava, a volcano. That stuff was molten lava hot inside.
Like a Hot Pocket. Like
from Taco Bell?
Yeah. I mean, it was like really hot.
That
you had to
really?
Wait at least 10 minutes before you ate that. Because they took the chili directly out of the thing that's been sitting there on top of the heat all this time.
Oh, you mean temperature hot?
Like temperature hot, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, as in like your tongue is now smooth. Yeah. And those pieces of skin you're pulling down off the roof of your mouth.
Ah!
Oh, yeah.
It's like one of those caves.
That's the noise it made. Ah! Yeah.
Cholito sounds like a made-up word from George W. Bush.
Cholito. Yeah. Cholito. It's a little cold out, a little Cholito.
Scott Haney, Channel 3. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Morning!
Yeah, I want to talk about other stuff, but I can't have you on the air without saying sorry about Dash.
Oh, thank you so much. It was a rough week.
Yeah, man.
It's rough every day. I mean, it's just rough. I mean, people will say, oh, my God, it's only a cat.
Oh, but God,
it's
no.
It's never only a cat or only a dog.
People who say that don't have pets.
Don't be friends with them.
They're called jerks.
Don't get it.
Yes.
Oh, God, I was so upset. He went downhill fast, and I was just like, oh, my God. And, I didn't question myself as to whether or not to put him down. I questioned myself as to that I got him in soon enough.
Oh, don't.
Because I didn't want him to suffer at all, and
yeah.
He was suffering. So, but he was such a good boy. I miss him. I get up in the morning. He gets up in the morning. He waits for me outside the shower.
Oh.
Then he waits for me while I get dressed. Then we both go down the stairs together. I feed him. I go off to work. I say, goodbye, Dasher. I love you. I'll see you later.
Yeah.
And, you know, now he's not there. And 19 years, almost 19 years.
19!
Wow. Lived a long life.
19. Yeah. It was a long
good
cat
for him.
Life.
Yeah, really.
And,
yeah, good for him.
Tell us again why he was called Dash.
He was crossing I-84 at exit 50 in downtown Hartford as a kitten, and he made it over the Jersey barrier. I don't know how. God bless him. And he was running down the side of the road, and the guy in front of me pulled over, and I'm like, what is this guy doing? I didn't see the cat. He saw the cat running on the side of the road, so he stopped, and I finally saw the cat, and I stopped. So we're both running down I-84 on the shoulder, chasing this cat.
That's
and
great.
He caught him, and Dash, oh, my God, he stunk, and he smelled, and he was like 5 weeks old, and he bit
poor
him.
Thing.
It was hysterical. He was, so he handed me the cat, and he's like, can you take care of this cat? And I said, yeah. I said, I'll take care of it. And then I put him in the truck that I had borrowed from a friend that I was driving.
You driving a truck?
That must have been cool.
Like a pickup.
Yeah.
You know, not like a ferocious truck, but it was a pickup. And which I think I looked like the brawny man in.
Yes, you did.
Did you have a flannel shirt on?
You should have.
I think I might have.
Wow, look at you.
Who were you dating 19 years ago? What was going on?
The brawny man.
I was dating Katie Lang. That's who I was dating.
You can laugh at that. I can't.
Exactly. So then we put him in the clutch. I mean, we put him in the car because Paul was also in another car because we were dropping in a car off for service. Long, convoluted story. The cat crawled up into the dashboard of the car, of the truck that we were in. And then we took it to what was Bill Barry Volkswagen. It took four service technicians 2.5 hours to dismantle the dashboard. And
now, every time you turn the dashboard, change the radio, the cat sang a song?
Exactly. He went, wow, wow,
wow, wow, wow. The Spanish station was really great.
And then I brought him to the Humane Society, and I said, here, I said, I got this cat. And they were like, okay, thank you so much. You know, they knew me, so they took him in. And then 2 weeks later, they called me. They're like, your cat's ready. I'm like, it's not my cat. I'm like, I just found him. And I'm like, I already have two cats. They're like, oh, no, this is your cat. This is meant to be. And I'm like, oh, so Paul and I went down, got the cat, brought him home. He wouldn't come out for like 2 weeks. And then he became the love that he was.
How did he get along with the other cats?
He was the picked on cat.
Oh,
Dash.
He was a newbie. Yeah,
yeah. He was like, he came in and he knew his order. He knew his place.
Yeah, bottom of the totem pole.
Bottom of the totem pole. He ate last, and and that's why I never got another cat. When my other two cats passed away, I didn't get another cat because I wanted him to be the only cat for a while, so he could enjoy his life as a single cat.
Yeah. Yeah, have the run of the show.
And he did.
And he had the run of the show. He was such a good baby.
And then when you and Paul split up, how did you decide that you were keeping Dash?
Paul, believe it or not, is allergic to cats.
That did it. Excellent.
And he suffered through years of having cats. I didn't want the cats. He wanted the cat. I didn't. Thank you so much, Wendell. Thank you. He didn't want the cat. He wanted the cat. I didn't want the cat at first.
Yeah.
Like any cat. I just didn't have cats growing up, and I was like, what's with the cat? He's like, we got to get a cat. And then he sneezed, and I'm like, are you allergic to cats? He's like, yeah, but I'll put up with it. So he put up with it for years.
Wow.
That's very funny.
And but when he moved out, I was like, I'm keeping the cats. And he was like, absolutely. Plus, I had the big house. He had a one-bedroom apartment.
Yeah,
gotcha.
They were my babies.
It's
I'm a better parent. I'm a better parent, damn it.
Who are you yelling at?
I don't know.
Myself.
Something he feels passionate about.
That's Amira Scott.
Now, what do you mean you're a better parent? Better than who? Than what?
Better than Paul with the cats.
Okay.
See?
Yeah, I got that.
I did the litter. I fed them.
You ate his vomit.
Right.
Yeah. Vomit. That was Dash's vomit I ate.
On live TV, yep.
And then he was in all your live shots during COVID.
Oh, that was awesome.
And you were broadcasting
from home.
He climbed
right into my... that's not like I was dragging him into the live shot. He was like...
No, you weren't doing a Kathy Lee.
Here, yeah.
Look at my children.
Yeah, no.
Come here, kid.
No.
Get over here.
No, Dash to the...
Be happy for mommy.
Dash to the fur cast.
The fur cast.
Yeah. He did the fur cast, which was very good, AJ.
Thank you.
So he would crawl right. He would like sit at my feet and then just jump into my lap. And I'm like, "What are you doing?" And then I was like, "Finally, I'm like, just sit there." I'm like, "It's better than having you meowing in the background."
What
a hairball!
He was a good boy.
Yeah, very good boy. Beautiful.
It's
beautiful.
I never thought I'd be a cat person until I got a cat, and it was one of those. Young Chaz wanted it. I'll take care of it.
Yeah, okay.
For 2 weeks.
Famous last words. Yep.
And then he became my cat, and boy, it was devastating. The worst part was coming home to an empty house. You realize
that's the whole thing.
You realize quickly that little
you can't
tiny
breathe
fuzzball.
Yeah.
Brought so much life to the house.
Exactly.
That it was a home and not just a wooden structure.
Exactly.
I walked in that door and it just echoed and he wasn't there.
It just felt lifeless.
It took months, but we got two now and we couldn't be happier. Are you going to...
Yeah, I'm going to get, eventually I'm going to get one. A woman reached out to me today. She's like, you have to take my cat. My father passed away. I have a cat and this cat doesn't get along with the other cat. She's like, please take my cat. And I'm like,
She means cat, right?
I'm going to take a little time. And when the cat speaks to me, I'll get it. But that's very true, Chaz, is when what you said is when I, you know, Billy, my first cat passed away in the house. So, and then I had Sarah and Dash. And then when Sarah passed, I had Dash and Charlie. So I came home, and then when Charlie passed, I still had Dash.
Yeah.
So there was still a cat in the house, and now Dash is the last one to go, and there's nothing in the house, and it's just so weird.
You don't feel like being home and stuff, right?
You feel it, yeah.
Say it again?
You walk like in the front door.
Yeah.
It's different.
When you walk in the front door, like yesterday, it was so funny. I was like, I'm going to go home and make a tuna fish sandwich. And I was like, oh, I got to worry about the cat eating the tuna fish. And they're like,
yeah,
it hits you. There is no more cat.
Oh, it's tough. No, it's tough.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
Yep. And he has such a good personality. Like, I hope the next cat I get has, you know, half the amount of personality that he did.
Yeah. He will, because it'll rub off on you.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Well, thank you.
Yep. It will.
So, and, you know, I took him to the vet, and I was like, is there any hope? And she was like, if you try to leave with this cat today, I will fight you at the door.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, okay, I think the decision is made. So it was so rough.
He was completely gone. I mean, 19 years. That's a...
Yeah.
Yeah, he was getting thin, and then he had a mass in his stomach that the vet uncovered.
Yeah.
And she said, you know, she's like, his organs are starting to shut down. And she's like, and I could tell. I could totally tell. Yeah. Like, he was in parts of the house that he'd never gone to. He was trying to get away from me.
Yes, they do.
They try to get away from you.
Yes.
And,
they want to go private.
Dogs will come near you. Cats will go away.
Yeah.
They'll go away. Dogs are pack animals, so when they don't feel well, they'll be near you.
Yeah.
And cats will just go off and die.
Yeah. A monkey would be 17 and a half months. I mean, 17 and a half years, rather. So 19 years, a long time for a cat.
Oh, my God. It was unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Well, that cat went through all of your life stages. Your divorce, your...
Yeah, everything.
Different hairstyles.
Yeah.
Single New homes.
Men. Right.
You were single
men.
Different cars.
You're bringing guys in. Like,
right. Hey. Are you my daddy?
Hey. Who's this guy?
You my daddy?
Is there a hairy bush?
Say that again?
Is there a hairy bush?
Is there a hairy bush? Where are we going?
Let me play this for you. This is from earlier in the week.
Craig Germain, 58, Harry Bush, 26, and Andy.
Scott!
Oh, they got me.
You didn't know they got you?
No.
That's great.
Oh,
so
my God.
A tribe member emailed me immediately. He said, 5:48, get Scott Haney's birthday wishes.
Right.
Phil backs up the DVR because we always watch Channel 3. And it's on there, and you stumble a little bit after you say Harry Bush. I'm like, this is the moment he realized they got him.
What I just did, yeah.
No, I didn't even realize it.
Really?
Oh, my God. It must have been like B-U-S-C-H or something.
Harry Bush, 26.
Right, spell it different.
Andy Tomasco. Oh,
yeah.
When they get me. I hate it.
Oh. Well, be careful. Monday's huge erection.
You know what
I... No, you're Dixie Normus.
You know what I love is that you didn't even know.
Like, you even know. I just can't. Yeah. No. That is hysterical.
I figured it was one of those mornings where you were really busy, and it was right we were coming off of the big rain thing or whatever.
And thing.
All right. So it's like a big weather event, and you're just, all right, let me, I got to do the birthdays. Let me just read this.
Right.
You know, you didn't have time to go, all right, let me check this.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And, you know, I normally don't do, I used to not do birthdays on big storm days, but I was like, oh, these people are getting gypped out.
Yeah.
So now I do them, but I read through them so fast, I don't even get a chance to double check them.
Right.
Well, be careful. Them.
Anybody named Michael, be careful. Just watch that one. Watch out, yeah. Michael's.
Well, we know where that one is.
Play this again, and let's listen, because you stumbled just a little bit after you say Harry Bush. I was like, oh, he just realized what he said.
Craig Germain, 58, Harry Bush, 26, and Andy Tomasco.
See, that's when you said
today.
Andy twice.
Day.
Yeah.
When you said Andy twice, I'm like, ah.
He's looking back the last name,
he's
yeah.
Like, oh.
I bet you he was looking forward at Andy's last name. Like, what is
exactly
this?
Exactly, I was. That's what I was
like.
Doing.
Yeah.
I thought you had
Thank
a
you.
Momentary lapse of like, ah, damn it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm still on camera. Yeah. Got to keep going.
Yeah.
No, I no. Whenever I catch myself, I say on air, "Oh, they got me."
Right. Bought balls.
Oh, they got me.
Yes. Will he make it?
Melissa,
that is crazy.
Melissa from East Hartford's on. Melissa, you're on with Scott Haney.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are
good,
you?
Good. How are you?
Good heavens, Helium.
I'm good. I'm only calling. I was wondering if you want a kitten.
What's a kitten?
No, thank you. I'm good for now, but I appreciate it.
Yeah, you know what? There has to be a mourning period, I think. No?
Yeah, I'm not ready for...
It's
I have
like,
to respect my cat.
Yeah, if you...
No, I understand. Yeah. I've had a million cats.
Oh. Wait, how many do you have?
I have 5, 6, 7, maybe.
You don't even know.
Have you taken cat recently?
That I got for free. So,
you can get a lot of cats for free.
Yeah, they don't charge you for them.
How do you take care of all of them?
I don't know. They all get along, and they're my little babies.
Okay,
are they indoor or outdoors?
The fact they all get along. That's so awesome.
They're your little babies, but you're willing to give one away.
Yep. Here, take a baby.
He's only like 6 weeks old.
Oh, he's a newbie.
He shouldn't
oh
God, be away from his mother.
He's
yet.
He's a newbie.
What color is he?
He's gray.
Huh. Oh, I love good gray cats.
He's really sweet, and he begs for like tuna fish. Oh. And he took a chicken nugget off the table last night.
Oh my God, your house sounds like the cleanest place.
Yeah, right.
One thing I learned.
Melissa, I'm sorry, AJ.
Yeah, good.
Melissa, how old are you?
I am 34.
All right. You know, you're going to be a cat lady.
The crazy cat lady starter kit's begun.
Yeah. Like she is.
You're at 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I don't know how many now at this age.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to be, you know what?
I love
That's
cats.
You're going to be that story where it's like, wow, they found somebody in a house
right.
with 90,000 cats.
Right.
No.
Oh, my God.
And they ate everything but legs.
I love Maine Coon.
All right. Just be careful.
I had a Maine Coon, and I lost her.
Oh, sorry.
All right, and she had the kitten, so, yeah.
Thank you for the offer, though. I appreciate it.
That's different.
You're welcome. Anytime.
All right.
I
got
to get to class now.
All right, Melissa. Thank
all
you.
All right. Have a good day.
She's going to nursing school, she was telling me.
Nice.
Oh, good for her.
Cat school. It's a nursing cat school.
Exactly right.
She should go to veterinarian school because she's going to need
she's
it.
Seriously,
get.
Right?
They train them to feed the cats through like a syringe type thing.
Right, the little turkey baster.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What's going on for Halloween?
Nothing, just hanging out. I'll be hanging in the neighborhood, going to a small little gathering with some friends. And that's it. I'll dress up as a chimney sweep because that's the costume I have in the bag.
Wait, give me
comfortably.
What is that one again? I think I've seen this before. Your chimney with a broom or no?
But I lost the broom.
Oh. Now you're just a chimney.
That's lame.
Doesn't count.
You have someone dress up
pressure.
As a broom, and then you just stand together
right.
in the chimney. You're the
exactly. I'll stand by the chimney the whole night with a cocktail in my hand.
Right. Just put some presents under you.
What is this now you're playing?
Mary Poppins!
Why do you get her going in here?
Dick Van Dyke is so handsome in this.
Chim-chim-chim-chim-chiroo.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Let me jump off the roof in a second. Constantly getting this one starred in this side of the room over here.
Dive headfirst into the chimney, AJ.
I will.
All right, Scott, have a happy Halloween, brother. So Halloween.
Yes.
Are you just dressing as a car?
You know, I probably should have, but no. Yeah.
Just a big muffler.
Yep.
Halloween's supposed to be fun, so don't ruin it. Parents, make sure your kids are safe.
Yeah.
And kids, don't be stupid. Connecticut police departments are asking you to do a few small things. On the line now is Captain Murgo with the East Haven Police Department to kind of run through a list. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Since we're asking everybody, what was your first car?
My first car was a 1991 Toyota Camry.
Nice.
All right, next Sense question.
It was my mom's car. She gave it to me in pristine condition. I gave it back to her with a blown engine.
Nice.
Oh, no.
Yep. You tried to make it go fast, didn't you?
Yeah.
Did you not put any oil in it?
I didn't do something to it. I don't know. Maybe oil or...
Yeah, no, a car like that you kill on purpose.
Yeah, I mean, the thing ran great, but once I got it, it was downhill from there, for sure.
So what do we do now with the kiddies to make sure they're safe?
So, you know, this year we're coming off of a COVID year. Halloween was canceled last year, obviously. So we are expecting, you know, more than usual pedestrian traffic, which could create some issues with, you know, motorists and people who are distracted or, you know, just in a rush. So I think first and foremost, we want, you know, people to realize that there's going to be a ton of kids out there wearing costumes. Hopefully they, you know, are walking with flashlights or glow sticks or some kind of reflective clothing. But kids are going to be kids, right? So, you know, they're going to dart out into the street. Hopefully they cross at crosswalks. But as a motorist, we have to be vigilant and we have to keep an eye out for kids in the neighborhood. That's first and foremost.
Yeah, go slow.
Yeah, if they're in a dark costume without a flashlight and they just dart out in front of you, you're not going to be able to stop, so go slow.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, it's a buzzkill to have to wear some kind of reflective clothing over, you know, your Squid Game
it
costume or whatever, but, you know, safety first.
Yeah. I remember it was cold one Halloween, and I was, you know, it was one of those really cheap plastic masks with the string,
yep.
And then you wear the onesie.
They get
all
wet inside.
It was either Spider-Man or whatever.
Yeah.
But my mom wanted me to wear a coat over it.
Oh, I hate
it
that.
I was like, Mom!
You can't do that, and I'm 27, for Christ's sake.
That's like the T-shirt under the bathing suit.
She was like, just take the coat off right before you walk up to the door. And then put it back.
That's when you throw it in the bushes and then come.
Are you kidding me?
So on and off, on and off.
Yeah, I mean, and we have the perfect storm, too. I mean, again, it's a year after COVID, so everyone's itching to get out and get back to normal. It's taking place on a weekend, so, you know, people are going to be out earlier than usual. And the weather is supposed to be decent, so that's going to bring more people out as well.
All right, so flashlights, glow sticks.
As a motorist, drive slow, keep an eye out for kids.
That's the big one, man. Yep.
What about traveling in a group, like a little pack, if you can?
Yeah, so, you know, we want trick-or-treaters to travel in groups. You know, we don't want any stragglers. We don't want anybody to lose who they're with. And be familiar with the area, too, you know. As neighborhoods start to get bigger, more people come out and stuff. But we want people to be familiar with where they're going.
Wow.
And, you know, obviously, go to houses that are well-lit, that are inviting, that have bowls of candy out, that have their lights on. Those are the people that are participating in Halloween. You know,
yeah,
avoid those really, really dark areas.
That's a great point. If you're traveling alone and you see a house that's just dimly lit, that may not be the house to go to.
Yeah, move on. You don't need that Kit Kat that badly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like,
there's a Scrooge in every neighborhood.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. And if someone says, come on in. I got the candy in the kitchen.
No, you do not.
Yeah.
I'll avoid that.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Meep.
I thought there was candy in here.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. What's that? This duct tape doesn't taste like candy.
Why is there a headless Barbie in here?
Yeah. By the way, the headless Barbie is like the creepiest thing.
Yes, it is.
A naked headless
Barbie.
Come to
my house. They're all headless at my house.
Oh, that phase is going on?
So you know what you said? Like, it's funny, but creepy at the same time you take the Barbie heads and you put them on your fingers?
Yes! Yep. Yep. Yes, yeah. You do.
When your friend's on acid, they'll freak them right out.
Right. For sure.
The other thing is to, like, as a parent, you got to check the, you got to go through this candy.
My dad did.
Yeah, no, he did it for
the
a
one time.
Reason.
Yep.
He took his favorites out.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, I mean, you know, let's be honest. All of our, you know, parents inspected our candy. I think growing up, I know mine sure did, and I will for my kids as well. But I would be hesitant to eat anything that you've never heard of before, anything that isn't wrapped, or right. Some people might get mad at this. Anything that's homemade, I would stay away from all that stuff.
Yeah, you don't.
I know you're right, but man.
Yep.
You know, it's sad. Because I remember the houses that would give you a brownie or something. You're like, mm-hmm. Jesus. This, well, I wouldn't say Jesus, but it's like,
I got more hungry.
Is... or the one house that would throw you an apple.
Oh, no, the I gave him the wrong tray of brownies.
I can't stop eating these brownies.
Now. Right? Yeah, yeah.
And why are my clothes so hot? Who's the naked kid eating brownies on your front lawn? Ah, crap, wrong pan.
Yeah. Yep. But, you know, I mean, that brings up a good point because the news reported on the possibility, and I tend to not really believe that this would happen too often, but the possibility of these edibles and these marijuana infused candies and things ending up in your kid's trick-or-treat bag, I don't think anybody's looking to part with that stuff.
Yeah.
You possess it.
It ain't cheap.
Give it away.
It ain't cheap, man. Keep an eye on your stuff.
You know, but you never know. I mean, you never know nowadays, so definitely keep an eye on what they're eating.
Yeah.
Yeah. It looks like Jonestown, your front lawn, you know, made a boo-boo.
Jeez, AJ.
Sure. It's okay. They'll wake up in a couple of hours. They're going to be hungry.
Yeah, let's skip this house.
Yeah.
Is there a neighborhood in East Haven where everyone goes?
So the center of East Haven is always super, super busy. It's a nice big grid, tons of sidewalks and things like that. So the center of East Haven tends to get a lot of trick-or-treaters. We have some really nice neighborhoods up in the north part of town, up in Foxen, that gets a lot of trick-or-treaters. So, you know, East Haven as a whole is pretty inviting, and you know, they really buy into Halloween and stuff, so... Yeah, we're expecting a really good turnout this year.
I just picture East Haven and, like, meatballs.
East Haven loves Halloween.
Open your bag.
Meatballs. They just drop a meatball in there.
Boom. Put a ladle. Open your bag.
Okay, thank you.
Spaghetti sauce.
This is really good. Want some grated cheese?
Yes, give me the parm.
Get the peppermint.
Do you have bread I could dip the sauce?
That sounds great. That really does.
Yeah.
Adult Halloween.
Yep.
They're passing out dinner rolls and butter.
That would be a good time.
Save some room for cappuccino.
Do you remember the last year you were in a costume, like, knocking on doors for candy?
I only did, like, 2 years, so.
Yeah.
I was, like, 8.
Yeah, I can't remember, but, man, what a great time that is when you're right in that sweet spot, like, 7, 8 years old.
Yeah.
You know how you feel, sure. Like, as an adult, you know how you feel when it's Friday night? You're like, it's Friday night.
Yep.
Imagine waiting all year for Friday night. You're like, there's only, like, 3 Friday nights a year. There's, like, Christmas and Halloween.
Your birthday sometimes, birthday weekend.
Birthday.
Sometimes is the right word.
Yeah, sometimes.
Wow, what a great time to be in. Like, you know, your whole deal is, what am I going to be for Halloween? And I can't wait till people see me.
And then you notice, like, on, like, Wednesday, your throat gets sore. Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. You end up sick.
You go, you go to school with your costume on, and then you show off your costume compared to your friend's costumes. That was a blast.
Yeah, that was great. What was your, what did you dress up as when you were a kid?
A cop? No.
I never did a cop. I mean, I remember Freddy Krueger 1 year.
Oh, that's
Freddy
a good one.
Was huge.
Smooth.
Yeah. I remember the laser tag. Remember the laser tag kid back in the day?
Yeah.
Anybody remember that? I was that guy.
That means no, it's one.
That was convincing. It was huge when I was a little kid. Yeah. And then I did, like, the doctor with the blood on my face. You know, like, things like that.
Yeah.
But I remember being so cold, so I would be all excited to get dressed in my costume, and then I'd hit the streets, and it would be freezing. So I'd be miserable going trick-or-treating because my costume was cold.
Do it real fast. Like, hurry up, drop the Snickers. I got to keep moving. I can't stop. Keep moving.
And what is Captain Murgo doing for Halloween? Are you handing out candy?
So, again, like, my kids were so young last year, so Halloween was canceled. From the year before that, they were just way too young. So this is actually going to be the first year that I take my kids out, you know, trick-or-treating, like, traditional trick-or-treating. So, yeah, we're looking forward to it.
What are they going as?
So we're doing a whole family thing. Nice. They're gonna be Dalmatians. My wife is gonna be
Cruella.
Yes! Cruella DeVille, and I'm gonna be the dog catcher. So
of course, a figure of authority.
Right. And that's how you bring the kids home at night. Well, okay, we're going home now. Net.
Yeah. Check it out. My van has sirens.
The kids have been wearing their costume every day for the last week, so they can't wait.
Actually, it smells like Dalmatians now.
All right. Well, happy Halloween, man.
Happy Halloween. And just one last thing. I mean, we want everyone to know that us and every other police department in the region will have extra officers.
What's that noise behind you?
Out on patrol. They're doing construction outside of my office.
Someone's making a heavy-duty costume.
I thought you did the Sears, like, automotive center, getting new rims on.
Yeah, of course. They don't have on the radio, so they're drilling. But we're going to have extra officers out there on patrol, cruising in the neighborhoods. If you see us, stop us, say hi. We love taking pictures. The last couple of years, we were giving out candy and stuff like that. So
cool.
We buy into it, too. We can't wait.
Oh, that's great. All right, yeah. Captain Murgo, East Haven Police Department. Thank you, brother.
Thank you so much.
All right, guys. Happy Halloween. Right.
Thank you, man. Happy Halloween.
He's awesome.
That's fun. I think if I'm a cop, I'm going out as a cop.
Seriously.
How many costumes can you wear where you have a gun?
You look authentic.
No, I'm not officer tonight. Tonight I am sheriff.
Right. Then why'd you give me a ticket for where I parked?
Ticket looks real.
Yep. So is a gun and a badge.
Every website on the planet has a definitive Halloween candy ranking.
It's so annoying.
The candy tours.
Yeah. I know. It is personal preference, but one of the things I find when I look through this list is there's some constants on every list.
Yeah.
The Reese's peanut butter cups, always on the top of, always top three.
Yeah.
M&M's.
I love those. See? I like those very much.
You love them? You like them very much.
Shut up.
I don't know. I never really. If you put a bag in front of me, it's the only thing there. Fine.
Because you can take handfuls of it and eat it, and you just have like this chocolate explosion in your mouth with some crunchy stuff.
Hmm. But you could do that with candy bars.
This is true, but candy bars, you guys, like, take one bite at a time. With this, you just mash a bomb right into your mouth.
Mm.
And it doesn't hurt your teeth.
I never looked forward to M&M's.
The ones with the pretzels inside are awesome. The caramel flavored one inside is good also.
What you could do with M&M's is you could store them in your pocket. You know, you could eat half a bag, and then you could run somewhere, playground, pull them out, take them like little pills.
Right.
Isn't that why they were invented? For soldiers, right? So they wouldn't melt in their pockets?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, melt in your mouth, not in your hands. Yep.
Really?
Yep. That coating keeps them nice.
Holy crap. Yep. I was actually using something in its intended way.
Wow, look at you. Write this day down.
Really?
That's awesome.
For service members deployed overseas during World War II, the idea was that the candy shell would make it possible for soldiers to enjoy the chocolate without the melted mess of a regular chocolate bar.
And it's M&M, so it's quiet. It's like, that's why you weren't talking loud and the enemy heard you.
Yummy sounds.
Pass me a
Mum's the word.
Oh, that's great. I never knew that.
Yeah?
That makes a lot of sense.
Now, it's for the names of the creators, right? Mars and what's the other guy?
Melvin.
M&M is Mars and something.
Marv.
Yeah.
Michael. Mike. Matt.
Methuselah.
No, last name. Last name.
Munchkin.
Mars and Murray.
Mars and Murray.
Mars, M&M's much better than Mars and Murray. Let me ask some Mars and Mary's. Murray's, what the hell's name is?
It's not Mary.
Shut up. Yep.
So
let's bring Adam back.
This is where we play the best flubbles of the week. You know what a flubble is?
Yep.
AJ?
It's a fumble and a mumble.
Does that count as a flubble?
Yes. No, I said fumble and mumble. I said both of those words correctly.
No, one's a flub.
One's a flub.
Yes, a flub.
Right. But fumble's an actual word, so therefore I did not fumble. No. Now I don't have a goddamn click pen anymore.
Now you flubbed it.
A stupid pen's over here.
Flub.
I asked for a bunch of pens and gave me a whole bunch of pens that are broken.
That's a new word. Flump.
Now you flumped.
I had to throw them all out.
Just keep talking. I think this will be better.
Now we're good. I shall say no more.
All right.
Jeff.
All right. So this is a, it's a combination of a flub and a mumble. AJ invented it. Perfected it
and continues and, to
and,
update
and,
it.
And lives it.
He's flumping as we speak.
Yes.
What's a flump?
Here are the best ones from.
I don't know. What is it? You tell me.
You said flumping.
That's what you just said.
I'll just play it real. Tootsie Roll is number four. A lot of folks rather see something else in their bag besides a Tootsie Roll because basically it's a congestible wax like consistency. That went well.
Stop and go traffic. A little extra heavy this morning. Wow. In Derby, Route 8 southbound.
Fantastic.
I can't wait till we begin this. Yes. Yeah. Nice. Yes, yes. It's just, no, well, the mother's one of the guys dressed up. You can see he has a beard mustache. But it just shows like everything's like sped up photography in some areas. The mom's like feeding everybody and like she's just like... It's hard to describe. It's just a funny
I can
video.
Tell it's hard to describe.
Yeah. It's something you have to see. Just because it's not known in the circle of people who pay way too much for friggin' coffee and can't shed their face anymore does not mean the person is no longer a celebrity.
Can't shed their face anymore?
Can't shave their face anymore.
Plus, you know, you got James Hetfield.
What?
Use your invisible lasso or whatever.
Exactly right.
Lasso of truth and no eye radiation.
The lasso
oh my
of truth.
God.
Like the voice in Good Bad and the Ugly.
What?
Remember the song Good Bad and the Ugly? Or does he eat your chili? Yes, Chap. I'm gonna mash his head in a second. Tell him boys send you.
This is so much fun.
Then you can moan, smash.
And you my
graveyard. I'm gonna kill Phil. Cause you know what was that song they would do?
Slow.
You know the song that goes dun 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 da 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 da.
That's what I just said 2 minutes ago.
I'm saying, but that's what that sounds like.
Harry Burnett Reese, former employee of Hershey Chocolate Company.
Hershey.
You got that, huh?
Yes, we all did. Yeah, but well, if you don't diet, you don't eat chocolate at all. Yeah. Just sugar. I can picture like Outback Steakhouse or even the Midnight Oil using that this wow. instrument in their music.
What?
Midnight Oil?
Oh, Midnight Oil.
Right.
Francis
Bourgeois.
Yeah, sure.
Who's Pork?
I could while away the hours, conferring with the flower.
926 officially lost her. So you don't have to wait to get on the action. Plus FanDuel, not Flandle. FanDuel is super easy to use.
This is new to me. I've never heard of this.
This is big enough, Oma. What the hell did I just say there? I said it fast. I said it correctly.
This is Diggin' a Loma.
He is running now.
Yes, he is.
He? Do you have a name for your furnace?
Yes, I call my oven, my feet, and my furnace he. Never mind. Yeah, I should have kept my mouth shut, but no, I had to go and say something. So
I had to go and say something.
Yep, that's my motto from now on.
I had a bad week.
I had to go and say something.
I had to go talk on the radio.
I had to go to my mouth. Yes, I call my oven, my feet, and my furnace heat. Never mind. You know what sucks? The fact that he has the controls for that. I need like a missile that goes right into the studio.
So no one's wearing a costume today.
Am I supposed to be wearing a costume?
No, but I just thought we would see a couple of costumes in the building.
I look like Eddie Vedder. I'm in a flannel shirt.
Oh, yeah.
So
oh.
There you go.
Now that you mention it.
I'm in old Alice in Chains.
Oh, you definitely captured it. Yeah. Let me go for the brawny man.
AJ's in a Ramones shirt. He could technically say, I'm in the Ramones.
Mm.
Yeah,
did they
no.
wear Ramones shirts?
They didn't wear Ramones shirts, no.
AJ Ramone.
AJ, can you name 10 Ramones songs?
Oh,
if you're going to wear that shirt?
Oh, yeah.
Do it.
Okay, let's see. Sedated, Sheena's a punk rocker, Blitzkrieg Bop.
This is where he stumbles. This is it. He can name three.
Hang on. Hang on. I'm not done yet.
Well, you've got seven
more. Rockaway Beach.
Okay.
You got...
you should be forced to wear the shirt inside out.
Hang on a second.
You're
hang on.
Another
relax.
You can't
Google. Relax. Relax. Relax.
Ashley, make sure he's not Googling.
Trust
he's
me, he's not Googling.
Yeah, no. Let's see. I said Rockaway Beach already.
he can't do it.
What do you call it?
Just give up. You're never going to name six more.
There's one obvious one you're missing.
They did Wonderful World. What a Wonderful World.
No, that was Joey Ramone solo.
There was Pet Sematary. Yep, there was There was
you have to give up.
No, I don't have to give up. I don't have to do anything.
AJ wants
he's
to
your
win.
Boss, so.
He wants to win.
Yeah, hang on.
I need that clip though.
See, every time you keep on yelling and you're messing my head up over here.
Is that it?
That's a
yeah,
clip.
Yeah, no. I've got seven so far. I've got seven so far.
No, you have six because I didn't count What a Wonderful World.
You have five.
That's Ramon's song.
No,
okay.
It's just
we want the airwaves. There's number seven.
Yep.
Okay. You got Teenage Lobotomy.
Okay.
That's eight.
That's seven.
That's eight.
It's
seven. That's eight.
Seven.
I'm not counting.
I'm just counting. I think you could do this.
Yeah, no. Hang on.
You need three more.
You're still missing an obvious one.
Yeah, hang on.
Big one.
Hang on.
Two obvious
sedated,
ones.
Sedated.
He said it's hard when you keep yelling at him.
Exactly right.
That's why I'm going to keep doing it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm going to smack in the head.
All right, quiet here. Give you a couple seconds.
Okay, okay.
Ashley, make sure he's not looking.
He's not. He's really not.
Rock and Roll Radio.
Okay, yep, that's another one.
That was not the one I thought you were going to say.
Let's see.
This shouldn't be this hard for someone wearing their shirt.
So you should be able
you
to
know, restraint is a major yes. thing, right?
If you're wearing yes. the band shirt, you should be
hang
able to
hang on, I got two more to get. I got two more to get.
You definitely know two more songs.
Yeah, I know. I don't know why I'm brain farting at the moment here. You probably smell it.
Yes, I do.
I'm trying to think of my turning, it's not great.
He's distracted by donuts.
Did I say Blitzkrieg Bopper already?
Yes.
Yeah. I did, okay.
We should subtract one.
Yeah. Yeah, subtract you in a second.
Just so many threats of violence.
Never dance on the landmine. It does not work.
But like constant.
Yeah, we're bred, so it's okay. God damn it. Two more.
I should have gone with five. We're going to be here till tomorrow.
Yeah, well,
the
other
show
one chose
ends
it.
At 10, guys.
All right, screw it. I can't get the other two.
He can't even speak anymore.
I can't get the other two.
No, Judy is a punk.
I'm doing right.
Rock and Roll High School.
Beat on the bat.
I said
beat on the brat.
I said rock and roll high school.
He said rock and roll high school. But
I did.
Beat on the brat's the big
beat
one.
On the brat. Right.
So you have to turn your shirt inside out. So that's what's gonna happen.
It's
now.
Funny. You
do
think,
it.
You
do
think
it.
That? You think that? But it ain't happening. So you have a list. Wow. I'm exercising the AJ part of Chaz and AJ show.
Megan, who works here, had a Pink Floyd shirt on one day, like Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon. I said, name four songs from Dark Side of the Moon. She was like, no. I was like, you should have to go home. Like, it's not right.
But she works at a radio station. She can wear all the band shirts she wants.
Only if you know the band. Yeah. That's the
who
rule.
Made that rule?
I think she gets a pass.
I make these weird rules, and that's one of them.
You should be able to name some songs.
If you're going to wear the shirt, it means you're a fan, right? It's not that you just bought it at H&M. It's stupid. I'm mad about it.
I saw someone working. I don't know how to say this. They looked like they're, you know, it was an immigrant.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
And I could see they had a Metallica shirt on.
Right. Well, Metallica is world renowned.
Yes, they are.
I know. But it was...
You should have stopped and said, can you name all their albums in chronological
I
order?
I was afraid he would hit me with a shovel.
Or just the albums from the 80s in chronological order.
I felt like this is a shirt that was purchased at like a flea market.
Thrift store? Yeah.
Right, or like Target. If you go to Target, they have every band now. Led Zeppelin, Metallica, Foo Fighters, whatever
Nirvana.
You want. They have them at Target, and these, like... So, my daughter has a Nirvana shirt. It's stupid.
Let's you know that
on the
one.
Phone.
You know that one day he's going to...
She doesn't think this bit is funny.
You know that one day he's going to give this quiz to somebody. He's going to be like, so Keith, larynx got ripped out by somebody.
So her friend came over and was in a Jimi Hendrix shirt. And I said, okay, name 10 Jimi Hendrix songs. She's like, I don't know, sir. My dad bought this for me. I was like,
sir.
See, I was like, yeah. You can't.
And then I started doing the bit, and she was like, they were
can
like,
can you
Dad,
name 10 Jimi Hendrix songs?
off the top of my head.
Yeah.
I can name five, probably. I wouldn't buy a shirt.
Okay.
Crosstown Traffic, Purple Haze, Foxy Lady, All Along the Watchtower. If Six Was Nine, Castles Made of Sand. That's Wind Cries Mary. That's seven.
Eight, I thought.
You're missing a big one.
Purple Haze.
Okay, seven.
No, Fire.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Why are you helping him?
Seriously. What are you doing?
I would never buy a Jimi Hendrix shirt, so I know better. Are you ready for my list?
No.
I was about 10 minutes ago.
I was choking on this wrap here.
Oh.
Payman Law, Boss Keith, top five.
All right, cool. Halloween's here.
I can see the enthusiasm.
Yay, Halloween. Whoa. Oh, winter hell is also on the way.
Yes.
So here are the top five things people say to me during Halloween that make me crazy. Are you ready for them?
Yeah. Like, happy Halloween,
number
for example?
Five. Hello?
Or hello, yeah.
We've already started with, where's your costume? I am 45 years old. I'm not wearing a costume. I stopped wearing costumes in 1988 in sixth grade.
Wrong.
Yes.
You wore one?
Yeah, you did a yacht rock thing.
Only forced at these events. I would never wear one just randomly out, right? I don't like shopping for them. I don't like wearing them. I certainly hate any sort of couples costume.
Oh, the worst.
When I was married and it was like, let's do a couples costume. Get out of here. So maybe, probably, I should have reconsidered in hindsight, maybe. I don't know. So tonight, these children need to get their costumes because we haven't done it because I just keep postponing it.
You're not coming tonight?
You're going tonight.
It's
going
to be a Halloween hell. It's going to be a Halloween hell trying to find costumes this late in the game. It's awful.
Halloween.
Yeah. Everything's been picked clean
right.
already.
It's going to be nothing. I might have to borrow your Ramones shirt.
Thank you.
Number four. It's Halloween. Can we stay up later? No. It's Sunday. Halloween is a Sunday. You have school tomorrow. Sunday is our day of rest at the Dakin House. We need to rest. We need to regroup for the week. We've got to focus. And there'll be no resting. It'll be constant fighting, staying up, dealing with these luggage children on Monday when I have to get them up to go to school and then I have to come here. Halloween, as I've said a million times, should only be on Fridays or Saturdays. But a Sunday Halloween is the worst of the Halloweens because it screws your whole week up. So you'll see me Monday. I won't be right. I'll be off.
Are you right?
That's the excuse to give this week.
This right now, Ashley, is right.
Oh.
I won't be like this on Monday.
Okay.
Number three.
So don't ask the boss for anything Monday.
Right. No. Yeah.
Note to self.
Number three. What do you mean you don't like Skittles? I hate Skittles. I hate anything sour. I hate anything with nuts. I hate anything sticky. The only candy I really like, I guess, are M&Ms. No, I don't want Twizzlers. I don't want any marshmallowy thing, and I hate Sour Patch Kids.
Nestle Crunch.
I like a Nestle Crunch. I would take a Nestle Crunch.
Those break off little squares.
They were talking earlier today. They were talking about how like people are making Sour Patch Kids, but it's weed or whatever. Which, first of all, is certainly not happening.
Stony Patch. Yes.
This is big internet getting nervous about nonsense. But like, I would eat those anyway because I hate Sour Patch Kids. So I would never buy Stony Patches either because they probably sort of fake taste like Sour Patches, which are gross.
What about double stuff?
Sounds like you got into some.
You could probably.
I would be mellow. Right?
You could probably use some. Yeah.
Yeah. You definitely don't need more sugar.
Right. Right. Yeah. Number two, let's watch a scary movie. Let's not. I don't like to be scared. I like to laugh and be intrigued, but I don't want to watch anybody get their legs cut off or whatever happens in, like, Hostel or Saw or Conjuring 7.
You haven't watched any of those movies?
No, I've not watched any horror movies from the modern times. I've only seen, like, some of the old ones, but not even the big old ones.
Like what, Friday the 13th?
No, I've never seen that. I haven't seen Halloween. I've seen The Exorcist, The Sixth Sense, Blair Witch Project. And I think that's it for horror movies.
Wow.
No, yeah, I hate all of them. I even hate the music. Like whatever that Halloween song is.
Well, Tubular Bells is nice from, that's great from Exorcist.
I don't remember a song going, meh, 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 meh.
That's one in his head all day.
So I watched Stranger Things and was petrified by that first season. I watched it, it's ridiculous.
Oh, wow.
I watched it, like, under the Afghan. The Afghan, right, I hate it. I hate this. Oh, I've seen Psycho. Does that
there
count?
There you go.
Yeah.
But I hate that song. Like, it gives me legitimate chills.
Oh, you're the perfect person to watch these movies.
Never.
Right?
Oh, I've seen Scream, but that's more funny than scary.
Yeah, funny.
But, ugh.
Do the girls like scary movies?
We have a no scary movie policy in my house. So
no, that's wrong.
Maybe they've watched it at their friends.
No, you had last year there was like a Halloween
and
movie watch party and you picked the wrong movie.
I was upstairs. It was Halloween, so they got to pick what they watched. Scream.
You told us they watched Silence of the Lambs. That is the wrong movie for them.
Right, they did watch it. Why the hell does Phil remember that?
Because I said, let them watch Poltergeist. That is a far more kid-friendly horror movie. And you're like, no, they already picked. It's too late.
That's weird. But you're right, like him. Phil. That's awesome. I'm sorry. I was wrong. You were right. They watched Silence of the Lambs. And wow, good job.
Yeah, it's obvious he never.
It's like the opposite of the Fleetwood Mac song.
It's obvious he never did any drugs at all.
Oh, it's so that's this feels like Stony Patch or whatever they call it.
It's a Calgon bath commercial.
All right, so I love it. Oh, it's so great. Number one, the number one thing that I don't want to hear on Halloween is, can't you skip the 4:25 Patriots game so we can go out early? No. This is a massive Patriots game against the Chargers, and no, we cannot skip it. So you got to figure it out. Get rides from the other mom.
Oh, you're picking Patriots over Bucks because they're both playing at the same time.
Yeah, I'll watch them. Yeah, I'll watch the Bucks when the Patriots don't play. But so
the Patriots start losing, he'll flip the chicken.
Yes, he will.
Trick or treat, I think, starts at 6. So you girls got to work this out. Like, I'm busy till 8.
Really?
Like, I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
It's at least 7:15, that's for sure.
Yeah. I mean, no question about it. So good luck. See
what
you
do
in
you
hell.
Think what year do you think these girls end up on Dr. Phil?
Next year.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.